Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Enjoy Magazine at North State Now, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and I have with me
Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading.
Woohoo! It's nice to have you back here, Blake.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah,
great to see both of you ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So James is out tonight. He is not feeling well. So Yvonne and Blake are here to fill in.
Nurse Yvonne.
Okay. But we have a great show tonight. We have some great guests, and we're excited to get started. But I just want to just start talking a little bit about what's going on in the North State right now. We've got a few things going on in August, but it's getting close to the end of August.
End of July.
I mean, the end of July. Gosh, I'm working on the September issue now, and the August issue just went to print. So my months are all messed up. So anyway, so we have the July issue here, and a lot of the stories, well, a few of the stories were about the 4th of July, which obviously is over. But there's a couple of things still going on this month. One of the things, and I'm just going to, you know, toot my own horn, because Riverfront Playhouse is getting ready to open with Moments of Weakness, and it is a British comedy, and it opens on the 26th of July. We will have a Pay What You Can preview on July 25th, on Thursday. And this is something that we're just going to start up with for the next three plays. And we're asking people to come on Thursday night and come and enjoy the show for whatever you can pay. We are asking for a suggested $5 donation, but it is not mandatory. It's not required. So hopefully we'll get some good crowds on those preview Thursdays. So anyway, you'll hear more about it. We have it posted on our Facebook page, and you'll be hearing more about it as the months go on. So I'm excited about that. What do you have, Yvonne? You have
something? I just want to talk a little bit about the farmers markets. We have so many farmers markets in every one of our little communities, and they can go from Wednesday night to Thursday night and then Saturday mornings. So get out there and support our small farmers. And I know we have one at City Hall on Saturdays. And then I believe there's one at Turtle Bay it's either Wednesday or Thursday night. I don't have it in front of me right now. But Anderson has farmers markets. Red Bluff has a couple of evenings that they do farmers markets.
Chico.
It's just a great way to support our agrarian neighbors and make sure that we are eating well and eating local.
Yep.
And, you know, my favorite thing when we're talking about eating, Enjoy Magazine always has some of the best recipes from local businesses and just other fun recipes like this Frankfurters to fireworks and
funny?
Hot dog burnt end. But this month's July issue, which I think is perfect for summer barbecues and smoking, is Dill's Deli's Poppin' Pulled Pork Sandwich.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
It looks delicious.
On page 78.
Yeah.
So not only are there some fantastic events and things that the community is doing, but thanks for always highlighting some delicious recipes.
Yeah.
This magazine really does have it all.
Yep. I really like the ones that Terry does because they always have a story, a little background to, like, the Frankfurter one. It's kind of a cool little backstory about hot dogs and why we eat them. So, and he usually does that with his recipes. He does a little story, and then he does a recipe to go with it. So
James and I were reading the hot dog eating competition.
Isn't that so gross?
Oh, awful.
And Joey Chestnut is out. He's not sponsored by Nathan's Coney Hot Dogs. So you know what he did? He decided to start his own hot dog eating competition.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and he outdid what he ever would have done at Nathan's Hot Dogs. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they talk a little bit about this. Frankfurters to fireworks, how hot dog eating became a competition. Which is the only sport that I think I could do.
So what's going on with Viva Downtown?
Well, there's so much going on. Downtown's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And for those that have been keeping up with Downtown Reading these last 4 years, it's been construction, development, reopening streets. Well, this is the first time that I would say construction has kind of come to a stop because all these projects that we've been talking about for many years, are finished. So the last project that we saw, which was public construction, is this public park right up the street.
Whistle Stop Park
on Market Street. That's completely fully open now. And in June, we had a celebration.
It was nice.
It was beautiful.
It was really nice.
And some of the amenities of that stage, you know, in the park, there's a public stage, which hopefully we start seeing any types of performances activated on the stage. It's right in between Shasta College and the old Sims Nathan's building on Market Street across from the Shasta Historical Society. And one of the biggest things that we can see is that this is a public space that all of the new residents and residents all around Reading can actually come and hang out with after you've supported a downtown business, if you want to go hang out on the green space.
Grab a lunch and go have a picnic.
Exactly. Yep. And that was once a parking lot, a private parking lot that was only available for the faculty of Shasta College, and now it's open to the entire community. So I think that's great transitions. And otherwise, you know, we've seen that this public market is still in construction over at Market Center. And there's so many great businesses that will be moving to downtown in the springtime, which we talked about, with a grocery store that's going to be open right in that residence area, which is open 7 days out of the week. So, but I think that would be great to get Aaron from K2 Development on to talk about talk about public market stuff. At Viva Downtown, we're excited to bring on Carlo Henry later today in this hour segment to talk about what the Art Hunger's been doing in the IOOF Hall and all of the fantastic work he did on the Upstate California Creative Corps grant, a California Arts Council grant that Viva Downtown was awarded last year. And there are so many different artists and groups that we got to work with through spoken word, documentaries, films, resident coalitions and artists. And Carlo is just one of the main factions of that grant. And some of the things that we'll talk about is the mini murals that will be unveiled on the side of the IOOF Hall right on Market Street. And those are 8 local artists. This is the 4th installment. And I can't wait to hear how Carlo's coordinated with those artists and what it means to
them. And that's tomorrow, right?
That'll be tomorrow, Friday, July 19th, 5 p.m. Please come on out. We'll be having some of the artists around and art gallery and just check out all of the fantastic works that's been done. But I could talk about downtown for hours.
I know. I love it.
And just kudos to you over at Riverfront Playhouse and what Riverfront's been doing to activate that section of downtown at the end of California Street, because when Riverfront was completed, all of that section of California Street and the railroad tracks started investing in their design and the way that they present themselves as a business. Yeah. And there's some great businesses. We'll be interviewing Kirkwood in a little bit from Plantable, where he and his wife Donna have activated the space right next to Riverfront Playhouse on Calaboose Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And Poor Boys. I mean, what a great business for activating as a tap house and a family business for so many people. So,
and things have really gotten cleaned up over there too. We still have a little bit of problems, but I mean, it's not even a problem because we usually can tell people that they're on private property and they'll leave.
And it's activated.
Mm-hmm. And I love it over there. And I actually moved my Enjoy office into Riverfront Playhouse. So I'm still downtown. It's nice to be downtown because I go to a lot of meetings downtown today, or the last 3 days I've been to 3 meetings all downtown. So, it's great to be downtown and be part of the cultural district as well.
And from, as always, we love Enjoy the Store and we miss Enjoy the Store.
Yeah,
and
we do too.
And we hope so much to see Enjoy the Store come back in any way that the next vision is. But we really greatly appreciate you and James and everything that you've done for downtown Reading.
Thank you.
And we miss seeing James around here significantly.
We're working on some things.
Good. Well, I'm glad the magazine's running. We got to hear from Rhonda today that the magazine is on fire.
It's doing great.
What's going on.
It's doing really well. We have a pretty great team of sales and marketing representatives now, and I think they're just all doing a phenomenal job. The sales are up from last year, so people are still wanting to advertise in print, and that's really good to see because that's what we do. So. And I think it's because it's a niche, and it's something that, you know, people like to see their neighbors and their relatives in print, and it's kind of a big deal. So I'm just really proud of it. I'm really proud that I'm part of it, and I think it's I think it's a really important thing to the community too. Because
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
This is one of the greatest resources that you can have if you're a longtime resident or an outside visitor or just passing through. Yeah. It's a free magazine that you're able to pick up and learn so much about where you live and all of the surrounding communities. Right. And I could not imagine, you know, it's been a grind for you all. I think you're on 18 years now.
Right. Yes.
18 years of Enjoy Magazine, and it's still going strong, and if not stronger. And I think there's just something to be proud about.
Yep. So we definitely are proud of it. So, and it is a labor of love for sure. So, I think we're getting ready to take a break. Is mm-hmm. that correct? Yep. Okay. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-222-12642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good evening. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and we are the Enjoy Team, North State Now.
Yes.
Rhonda Ball's here, and myself, Yvonne Mazzotta. We're bringing us in.
And Blake Fisher, just thought I'd pop on in.
We're happy
Eva
to
downtown.
See you. Yes.
So, hey, we're getting ready for our first guest of the evening,
yeah.
who is one of the most incredible people that I've been able to get to work with, and many of us have gotten to work with. Mm-hmm. I got to meet Kirkwood while working at the YMCA many years ago. But Kirkwood's been an avid member of the Downtown Design Coalition and has activated Plantable Reading. So, Kirkwood Hale, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, we wanted to have you last month, but things just didn't work out last month. So, and we did have a story about about your business in the June issue, but we're happy that you're here today.
Yeah.
So, well, tell us a little bit about Plantable and whatever you want to talk about.
Well, plantable, it's funny. We were just talking about how things evolve, and you start off having a vision about something, and then it can change. And part of it is being flexible to make that change. And plantable is quite a interesting, I would say, unique entity in that we started it as it's a nonprofit. So I have my own for-profit business. I do landscape design. And when my wife and I had moved to Scotland, lived over there for 8 years, we fell in love with sort of the British version of a nursery. They call it a garden center. And they were like destination places. They were beautiful. And they usually had a cafe or a restaurant connected with it. I just always, from that point on, dreamed about, oh, wouldn't that be neat to have a place like that? We ended up moving back to the States to be closer to family. We had two kids over there. And we ended up in Reading, having been from the Bay Area, both of us, from San Francisco before. And it was a neat place to come to and be able to buy a home and
really
settle down. And anyway, it's been great. In the time that we were here for 5 years, we ended up after that spending 2 years in Rwanda, of all places. And a number of things happened there, one of which my wife ended up overseeing a training center for vulnerable women. Of course, if people remember the horrific genocide that was there back in 1994, many people were killed. The country was a mess. It's come a long way. It's an amazing place, amazing country now. But this ministry, basically, it was training these women for skills. And the woman who started it, they made bagels. And there was a lot of expats there. And so it was basically training in something. And they also learned about cleaning and things like that so they could be hired as sort of house help. But the we ended up, they were coming back to the States. We ended up overseeing it. And it was an incredibly challenging job. At the same time, it was very fulfilling. And if you go on our website, there's a little film, a little promo video that we did, and we talk a little bit about it. But what was neat about that, it was a bakery. They made bagels, and they did them on charcoal-fired grills.
Oh, wow.
They would do regular bagels in water. They'd boil them in water, but then they would cook them off on charcoal-fired grills. So they were absolutely out of this world. But there was an outdoor little restaurant cafe thing there. And that came into play also, it's sort of the nonprofit thing. So when we came back here, I think it was just this dream of putting those two life experiences together. And I hadn't really thought about a garden center with a nonprofit side, but it made sense. It was such a fulfilling experience in Rwanda. So that's when we started Plantable, and we've actually been a nonprofit for, 4 years now. And it's taken a while. We've never done this before. And people have been very patient, and our friends have been very supportive, and the community has too, actually. It's been really amazing.
You've had some work to do on that building, though, too.
That building, yes, was... It was, I swear it's the smallest building in downtown Reading, mm-hmm. and it still has taken a long time.
It looks amazing.
But it's completely changed. It's I have my design office there, and then Plantable, the admin office. And then the idea is that we'll have the cafe part in the back, so it'll be all open.
Mm-hmm.
We're fixing up as we're trying to get some fundraising. We have an old Silver Streak trailer. It's kind of like an Airstream, to do our beignets and coffee.
Oh, nice.
Because we thought that's a fun little thing to walk around the nursery with beignets mm-hmm. and coffee. So,
yes, I've had your beignets too, and they are amazing.
Yeah.
Kirkwood, you became a nonprofit. Could you tell everyone, what does Plantable represent? What does it mean? And, you know, how is it transformed to what it's becoming and activating a green space in downtown? because it's transitioned a lot.
Yeah, and I do landscape design, so like place and beauty, plants is my thing, and I just felt what you would say, a calling, that place, despite it, the way it looked. I knew, like, Calaboose Creek was a gem. It just had been so kind of forgotten, and, you know, there still is some, you know, trash issues and things like that, but it's going to be becoming a really neat place. So we've developed the one site. We actually now have the three properties there. And the 2024 California, that's where we kind of laugh, that when we bought the property, that was back in 2020, we thought, ha ha ha, wouldn't it be funny if we weren't open until 2024. Here we are. But it's the idea of the training center. So, we wanted to work with people that are looking for some horticulture training, and it's mainly, you know, people coming out of, rough places in life. So we're partnering with, like, Good News Rescue Mission. We'll be open to working with veterans and different people. We've been working with a young man, he's 19 now, and autistic and almost blind, and he's been one of our trainees.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's really just to be working with plants. But the thought is that we have Shasta College, so people that come into the program for our little bit of training can end up deciding they really like this field. They could go on to Shasta College in the horticulture department. The cafe part will, again, food service. Shasta College has a whole department on that, so that's kind of fun. And just preparing people from, you know, where they're at to giving them sort of job skills and life skills to make it. So that's the idea of mm-hmm. plantable.
Yeah, that's great.
Grow where you're planted.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, being across the street from you with Riverfront, it's just been so nice to see it get so cleaned up. That Calaboose Creek is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I mean, when it's raining, it is just, it flows, and there's little waterfalls, and it is just gorgeous. And then it dries up. So right now it doesn't look so pretty. But when you walk out at night,
yeah,
after a play, and the frogs.
The frogs.
Oh, yep. My gosh. Yeah, it's beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you're there doing what you're doing. So
yeah,
it's amazing. It's really, really amazing.
Well, it's really exciting, too, because we have partnered with the city mm-hmm. for the Clean California Grant with Caltrans. And the city was awarded three awards, but the two we were named on it. And it's Calaboose Creek that's along Oregon Street. Now, they're going to be covering that up because it is kind of dangerous right mm-hmm. next to the parking.
Right.
I think cars fall in there. And
yeah.
So they're
which, okay. I don't think they should cover it up.
I know. We'll see about that. But
that's a different show, people.
That's a different show. We're going to be working on that section. And then also they're going to be developing a pedestrian and a bike path from Placer Street, basically the food truck park, across the tracks along Railroad, which has been sort of this construction holdover place there for a while, and then back over south and along Walden and end up along Calaboose Creek. And that is all included in the grant. So we are excited, and we'll be collaborating with the city on that and then maintaining it. And I'm excited about this little aspect. We included, to be able to maintain these areas, included in the grant to get electric cargo bikes. And that we're going to kit them out with water tanks and little things to be able to do maintenance and be able to go downtown with these bikes instead of have to rely on cars.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
How exciting. Wow.
That is so clean California.
It's clean California.
I love that. And you mentioned, you know, this is a Clean California grant, and Yvonne, you mentioned this. This is the same grant that was able to open up a community park in downtown.
Yes.
What a great way to, you know, really enhance our downtown Reading through those grants.
Very inspiring.
Kirkwood, you know, you got to talk about the heart of what really drove you to, because Kirkwood, you were one of the most well-spoken and thoughtful people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting.
Oh, but, thank you, please.
You know, this experience of starting Plantable, we have only a couple seconds, but starting Plantable with Donna, I mean, what does this mean to you?
Well, we do kind of laugh about it, that we're empty nesters. Our kids are, you know, what, 24 and 25, and most people think about settling back and retiring, and we're doing the exact opposite. It's exciting, and we actually love, you know, working together and doing this. I think it's a shared vision, and Donna has incredibly amazing administrative skills and just people skills, and she is stronger in a lot of areas than I'm not. So it's a neat teamwork thing together.
So how can people – what's your website?
It's plantablereading.org. Yeah.
So people can learn more about.
They can learn more, yeah. And we're going to, it's not going to be a traditional, I would say, retail nursery. We're going to be focusing more on sort of community events. We'll be open for events at this point.
Uh-huh.
And of course, focusing on plants.
Garden parties.
Garden parties. And as you said, the Frog Chorus, it's amazing to be back there in the evening.
Yes. And we have the community walk, the Calaboose Creek Community Walk online on vivadowntownreading.org that you guys participated in.
That
so you can
fun.
Check out Riverfront Playhouse and Calaboose Creek and all those areas.
Yep. So we're going to have to take a break, but we will be right back with our next guest. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Henney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
All right. Well, looks like we're back, huh?
We're back, baby.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine and North State Now, and I am here with
Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading.
And we're going to just go right in and introduce our next guest. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. So our next guest is from, she's here representing Arts Theater, which is in Anderson. Mm-hmm. And there is a play going on right now in Anderson at their fairly new theater.
It'll be a year old in October.
Awesome. So Jennifer Levins is here. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Hey, my pleasure. Yes, I love coming here.
And you're directing the play, correct?
Oh, yeah. Not only that, but I'm in it. Oh.
That sounds so much like you, Jennifer. And first, Jennifer, we just talked about earlier, 43 years of Riverfront Playhouse. You've been involved with Riverfront Playhouse and the theater community outside of the arts community. Theater. What's that been like to see how all theater's grown all around?
Well, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, yeah. I need a cast. Where am I going to get one?
Right. Well, you know, and Jennifer was in our very first play at Riverfront mm-hmm. on July 10th, 1981.
Jennifer!
I was the second comedic lead. I did King Lear in the original Puerto Rican. What can I tell you?
And at that time, she was Jennifer Evans.
Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. You're not supposed to research.
I love that.
So anyway, but you're here to talk about your play that's going on.
Well, my play and what we have scheduled coming up, because we got some really good stuff coming up. One of the things that Arts is doing is we're working with some local playwrights for full-length plays, and it's really cool. They're good. I can't believe it. And but this Twain's Tales by David Taylor, London, we only have five more performances this week and Friday night at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2, and the following weekend on Saturday and Sunday at 2. And the ticket prices are really reasonable, and this is such a friendly family-friendly show. It's amazing how nice it is. There are no cuss words.
and it's interesting, too. It's
five stories by Mark Twain. Well, actually, one of them's the whitewashing scene from Tom Sawyer. But there are four other stories. Frankly, I've only ever heard of one, the Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. But they're told by five actors, and each of them is acted out. Mm-hmm. But they're being told by the five people on the porch of the general store in Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. And so y'all ought to come along. It's really a fun play.
Yeah.
And you even get, I won't say that part. Maybe it won't make you come. We have some audience participation.
Oh, that will get me over there as soon as possible.
You only got to learn two words. And
that might be difficult. For me.
Nine and yet.
Jennifer, tell us about Arts Theater. How did it begin, and what does it mean for the theater community, and how does it differ from everybody else?
Okay. I don't know if any of you remember how the old Riverfront was originally, with just the one side and about 38 seats. That's how many seats Arts has.
Cool.
And it is definitely a black box, but it's a big area. We've been around for 5 years. COVID, of course, like every other theater, bit into us, took a big chunk. And but we've done plays, Driving Miss Daisy, Tuesdays with Maury, a really cool one called The Devil at Midnight. Yeah, it's very good. We did one called Wrong Turn at Lungfish. Then COVID came along and sort of messed things up, and then we had to move. So we're in our permanent home now. We've been around since 2018. Why do I want to say 1918? There is nothing wrong here, I take it. Anyhow, and we just do some quality shows. We're one of nine theaters in the whole country that actually gives scholarships to students who are interested in the tech end of theater. You know, stage managing, tech, the booth, you know, sound and lights, set design, set construction, that kind of thing. Nine theaters in the whole country do that, and that's one. And they're nice, generous scholarships too. I wouldn't mind winning one.
What a wonderful mission! I feel honored to be sitting on this radio show with three such creative women who've impacted the local theater community. Yvonne, your experience with Reading Fashion Alliance and what you do with the theater companies. Rhonda, how much you've done with Riverfront Playhouse, and Jennifer with Riverfront and many of the theaters all around. I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts. Why is theater important to the community, and why is community theater important?
Oh, arts and culture is what makes the community. Mm-hmm. I really think that. And I feel like with our costume design aspect of Reading Fashion Alliance, we were able to integrate into a lot of different performances, and it was really inspiring for our designers as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I'm a huge, huge proponent of arts and culture and small theater.
Yeah. And for me, I just saw how it impacted my son, who struggled in school, and it pretty much saved him because he wasn't an athlete. He struggled with grades. But when he started taking drama in high school, his life changed. Mm-hmm. So, and he became a totally different person. He lives in LA right now, but, you know, he's not doing any acting there, but he really loves that vibe and he's living his best life there. So, but it was for that, because I have never been a theater person. It wasn't ever anything. I did a play when I was in seventh grade. I couldn't remember any of my lines, and it was the most humiliating thing I ever did in my life. So I just stayed away from it. But then when my son started getting involved in theater, and then somebody from Riverfront, Larry Morgan, asked me if I would be interested in doing the program for them, I said, well, I'd do it for tickets. And that's kind of how I got involved. And that was, I think, probably in like 2011, right around there. I've been doing it for a while.
Then you met your husband.
And then I met my husband through theater because he was in Fiddler on the Roof, and I was the props mistress, and that's how we met. So theater's been really important in my life, in my later life, not so much when I was younger. But
you're not that old, Rhonda.
Well, I don't know.
But actually, what I've seen with theater and symphony and the musicals and so forth. I don't know about other places, but we get a lot of people that don't fit in to the regular world.
Right.
I have autistic people who do fabulous work on stage, and yet people don't like them.
Right.
Because they don't, you know, they don't fit into that slot of normal. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Theater's for everyone.
Yeah. It's for everybody.
All shapes, sizes, backgrounds.
And not just acting. You know,
no,
there's so
exactly.
many things. That
I
they
like
do.
Being in the booth. It's quiet, especially at Riverfront, that one that's over there. Oh, that is so nice. It's quiet. I can knit. What can I tell you? Yeah. It's just a great place to be.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about some of the other things?
Yes,
we'd love
absolutely.
To. I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, well, we have coming up in August. It opens the 30th of August. It's called Talking With. And it's all women, 11 monologues by certifiably insane women. I'm one of them.
That's certifiable.
No, they're all certifiable. It's a really wonderful show. It moves. It's got so many different personalities. It's just so cool. We did this once at Riverfront. We had a live snake on stage. What can I tell you?
Oh,
one of the women, one of the people was a snake handler for a church. Yeah. The next one we're doing is our Halloween special. It's called She's Got a Ticket to Ride. Just picture this. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse take a break every night, and they go into this diner. And Carmen is their waitress. And And then on at the end of November, we have 3 days of Ron Getzky with the Magic Show. He is absolutely amazing.
I love him.
He is wonderful. He's an expert prestidigitator. And then opening in December is A Rose by Any Other Name by Dan Beckman. Oh, I forgot to tell you, he's got a Ticket to Ride is by Chad McFarlane. Chad was in several plays at Riverfront. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, we're about to hit our next break. Where can we find more about arts?
Artstheater.org. And that's TheaterE.
The right way to spell it.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's it. That's the.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Jennifer.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Yes. All right. We'll be seeing you, and I need to talk to you about a couple of things coming up at Riverfront.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
All righty.
All right. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. .5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The show. This is Enjoy. What is it? Enjoy.
North State Now. Enjoy Magazine Hour.
Thanks for it. I'll get it next time I get the opportunity to bring us in. Well, I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, joined with the two lovely ladies from Enjoy.
Rhonda Alvey,
Yvonne Mazzotta.
This hour went by fast.
Yeah, it did.
And we've had some incredible people who are improving downtown through arts, culture, and design, and no better guest to ring us into the end of our hour is none other than Carlo Henry, the director of the Art Hunger, who's had a significant impact of the overall arts and culture in downtown Reading. Carlo, thanks for joining us.
And he has the best dimples ever.
Thank you for having me.
Mario Lopez has nothing on you.
Right?
Carlo.
More brown dough.
Carlo, lovely to see you.
Thanks for being here.
Again, it's like we were at IOF all the time, so it's nice to see each other outside of
finally
the building.
And all the work that you have been doing. You guys have been busy.
We've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like after this whole year of the grant, we were able to obtain from the Upstate California, Upstate Creative Court. We had a lot of fun making a lot of stuff happen. And the side of the Art Hunger, we were able to have 16 art shows in the span of a year. And we're closing the grand period with the show that it's opening tomorrow. We're unveiling new mini murals on the side of the IOF on Butte Street. And there's 8 new works by local artists. And inside we'll have all of the mini murals that we've had so far. And it's a total of 30 mini murals.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my, already?
Already.
How long do they usually stay up? So the others, how long?
It was weird because it was a year. In 2021, it was the first set of mini murals. I was part of that one. I bugged Blake a lot, like, please let me do one.
So, I think I begged you a lot. Yeah, please do one.
It was 2021, then in 2022 was the second the second batch of mini murals. And then we were kind of like dealing with some
material changes
and materials and COVID again. Like there was no materials available. And through this grant, we were able to get 2 sets of 8 mini murals in a year.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's awesome. So are the artists all, are a lot of the artists the same as?
I mean, repeating?
Yeah, repeating
no,
artists?
They're all new artists from, like this 8 new artists haven't done a mini mural. Oh. We want to do, give the opportunity to new artists, new local artists to, the way I tell them, this is your opportunity to present who you are creatively to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mini mural, what you make is going to be there and people are going to remember you
right
by that picture. So do your best. I do not tell them you have to paint this or you have to send me a draft. It is, they know this is their introduction to the community or the way they're going to be seen.
And they're all local artists?
Yes. The last batch of artists, we had artists from Red Bluff, Cottonwood, and Reading. This time, it's Reading and Shasta Lake. Yeah.
Shasta County, basically.
Yep.
And, Carlo, I'm so glad that you said that this is an opportunity for artists to showcase themselves because this we have murals all around, and those are usually large murals that highlight one artist. This is 8 rotating art pieces, all giving opportunities to such talented people that you get to work with. And I'd love to hear, how do the artists and the Art Hunger get connected, and what has it been like to work with so many creative minds?
It's been good most of the time. what Jennifer was saying, we're a group of weirdos, you know? Like, all creative people are weird, and we have to find a way to find our people. And most of the artists, I would think that just like with actors and performers, they have to find their niche. They have to create those connections. And that's what artists get at the Art Hunger. You know, people start showing up and they start meeting people. And like for me, the Art Hunger is the place for people to meet each other. It's not, the art is great, but it is about creating that community through art and getting people to make something and being celebrated for what they make and just giving them that opportunity either by hanging something on the wall, selling a piece, or in this case, just making a big statement by making a mini mural people are like really into those mini murals. People come in, take photos. Yesterday when I started changing the murals, I don't know if you remember, but the first one on the corner of Market and Butte was a big cat. Mm-hmm. So I took it down, and there was this little girl with her dad, and she's like, "Where is the cat?
Aww.
Where is the cat?" And she came over to me, "What did you do with the cat?" I'm like, "Yeah, the cat is going to be in there. You can come and check it out anytime." But the idea is to bring in new stuff and keep it fresh and give more opportunities to the local artists.
And you've sold a lot of art, haven't you?
Yes. So there's a lot of things that we've done. Like, we have to celebrate this year, this grant year. We were able to showcase art by over 400 local artists. And by local, I mean all the way down to Chico, to up to Mount Shasta, Weaverville. So it is all of the area. Mm-hmm. 400 artists, wow. that is a lot. And whenever people say, "Oh, there's no culture, there's no art," here we are. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening in town. And by selling the art, we were able to sell more than 600 pieces in a year. It is a way to make that little indent in the community. Art matters, and artwork is work. Mm-hmm. So it has value, and people are catching on that. And this is affordable art by local people. The money goes all to the artists. There's no commissions to like pay to the art hunger. This is all entirely goes to the artists, and we're putting the money back into our community, and we're giving them a chance to keep creating. Mm-hmm. I tell the artists, "You sold one piece, go home, make two, and bring them back." Mm-hmm. So invest in your art, just like the community is investing in it.
What a feeling that must be for an artist, too, to have somebody buy your art.
It is so great to see them selling their first piece. Mm-hmm. It's so great. At least to me, I feel like a proud dad, you know, like, "Oh, my kids are good." And they're like, whenever they show something and people are really happy and celebrating them, I feel like really proud that I've been able to do what I love the most, creating something, creating a space where my fellow artists get to showcase what they do. Right. And so it is very fulfilling.
And it's also something for people that have always been really afraid to show their art.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that go there and show their art that never thought they ever would.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've never been real confident in their work. So I know a couple people that have done that.
It is a safe space.
Uh-huh.
And we do have a process to curate the show, but we accept all skill levels,
mm-hmm.
All media. So it is about the people coming in, meeting the rest of the artists, and just there to cross that little line and start showing what they make. We all make stuff.
Right.
You know, just cross that line and you're already an artist. Just let the people know that you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. You've done an incredible job.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Carlo, Viva Downtown has thoroughly enjoyed what you've brought to downtown Reading and what you've done to activate the IOOF Hall. You, Mario, your volunteers, your creative types. If you're anybody who's listening is interested to check out Carlo and the Art Hunger's work, please go to 1504 Market Street at the IOOF Hall. They, every single month, it seems to be a new gallery, rotating artists, usually coordinate with around 50 to 100 artists.
Yep.
Each time. And on the side of the IOF Hall,
yep.
A new set of mini murals will be unveiled tomorrow.
Yeah, check it out tomorrow from 5 to 8. And just, like, take a chance, check us out, support your local artists, and just have fun. The whole point of this is having fun and being creative.
Yep.
Yeah, stop by.
And I have to say, you've put on some pretty good parties.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sometimes.
Really fun. Fun parties.
Where can people find out more about the Art Hunger and upcoming shows that they can participate in?
So we're going to take a short break to regroup and plan ahead. In August, we will not have an opening. We will be open. The gallery will be open. Creative Hangouts, still going to happen every Thursday from 6 to 8. Just come in to the gallery, meet other creative people, make some art, or just chat and get out of the house and meet other people. For the shows, we always put out artist calls before the show. We're going to have one in September and then on. But we'll be publishing the artist calls on our website, drhunger.com, or social media, Instagram and Facebook. Check us out.
Awesome. That's amazing. So I guess it looks like the music's on. Does that mean we're ending our show?
Looks like we got 2 minutes.
Wow.
And one thing, like we are like planning something with Riverfront Playhouse.
So
just stay tuned.
I'm so excited about that in October. So, yep.
Stay tuned.
I love that you collaborate too with other.
That's the whole point. Like, I think without the collaboration, we would not be here.
Collaborating is very important.
It is. Yeah.
Well, we'll catch you next month.
Yes.